Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a Trumas Daf Mem Beis and Noiz V'Odor edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Halacha Zayin. We're starting at the top of Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Shimon ben Lokish b'Shem Rabbi Shaya. Are you the fun of Meya v'Chamishim Chavios? One has 150 barrels, and one barrel of Truma got mixed up in this 150. While the barrels are closed, they are considered to be Dover Chashuv, something important, which is not bottle, which is not cancelled, is not bottle and roiv. And this, the Gemara is going to mention a little bit more in Amud Beis, so we'll get to it later in Maseches Arlo. So right now, the barrels are closed, the truma is not bottle. But if you have niftichu me'al, if 100 of the barrels open, it's not chashuv anymore. So now the truma is bottle, and these 100 mutaris, these 100 are mutar. Because even if the truma is one of them, it's cancelled in these 100. But Chamishim Asuris, the 50 that are still closed, they're Asur. Because maybe Truma is among them and they're not Batal Bereif. V'ashar lekeshi paschu mutaris. The 50, when they open, they will become mutaris. Even though right now they're Asur, if they open up, they will become mutar. Omar b'zeiru loy omar el lekeshe yiftachu. Ha'lechatchilo Asur. That's only when they will open on their own. If by mistake they opened. So then you say that they become mutar because now you have the Truma cancel 150. But to do lechatchila and to take 50 which are asur and make them mutter by causing them to be part of 150, that one should not do. Abzeir b'shura pidayu. Truma oiseres b'vayoyo b'meo. If a truma fell into a pile, into a combination, so then it's patal and 100 as we learned in the Mishnah. That's something pashut. But what he's coming to add is v'sfeiko b'chamishim. Whenever you have a suffix truma that falls into a bunch, then you need 50 to mevata. In the previous daf, we learned machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish learned that a suffix is bottled immediately. Rabbi Yochanan said it's not bottled immediately, but there is nefkaminis regarding the bitul. This is what Darwin is coming to argue. He's coming to say that it has to be at least 50. If it's 50 or more, so then the Gemara is going to address it in a moment. If it's less than 50, even though it's a suffix, it's not bottle. And some say that the svar is that every suffix, I'm not sure if this is true or not, I look at it as 50-50. It is a 50% truma. So therefore, every truma needs 100 against it. Suffolk truma, which is a 50% truma, needs 50 against it. Says the Gemara, Hashishim loy, Shivim loy. So many of the first one, this is the question. We said Chamishim. You should say, Sveiko at Chamishim. You're telling me a new din, that Suffolk is not bottle until you get to Chamishim. She's telling me, until Chamishim. You said 50. What about 60? What about 70? You didn't not mention these numbers. Says the Gemara, Ad chamishim tzricha roiv. Mikan ve'eloch eina tzricha roiv. Until 50, you need roiv. More than 50, you don't need roiv. I don't understand this. But first, we have several different explanations. Let's use what Reb Chaim says. Reb Chaim takes the sheet of the pshat is that if something is bottle in chamishim, now, which means the suffix fell in chamishim, it's asur. So in order to be mevatel it, you have to add more chulin and bring it up to 100. If you don't get to 100, it's still going to be asur. But if it fell into 60 or 70, I don't have to get to 100. It's right away mutter. Meaning 50 is the cutoff. If you less than 50 up to 50, you need to reach 100 to be mevatel it. If it's more than 50 and it's a suffix, it's bottle immediately. Others learn in a similar way. If you have 50 of isur, you need to take that and mevatel it in roiv. So if you have 50, you have to put it into 51 chulin. If you have 40, you have to put it 41 chulin. You have to take this entire bunch and put it into something which is greater. But if you have more than 50, I don't have to do any fixing, it's right away okay. Continues the Gemara, quotes the Mishnah said, you have these round things which are figs, dry figs that are stuck together. So said the Mishnah that I don't care if it's large or small, they mevatel each other. Said the Gemara, the kula of the Mishnah is very strong. What's the kula? The explanation in our Mishnah is the big igulat velo, they cancel the small igulat velo based on weight. So if we assume that a large igulat velo is double the weight of a small igulat velo, so if a small igulat velo fell into 50 large igulat velo, based on weight, it fell into 100 and it's butter. That's the kula that you have when you took small into big, that I go based on weight. the small iglud velo, they cancel the large iglud velo based on number. So if I have one big iglud velo falling into 100 small iglud velo, so even though based on weight it didn't fall into 100, it fell into 50, but based on number it fell into 100, I go based on that. I always go lekula, and wherever I find a way to mevatel it, I can rely on that. So Mishnah went on and said, "Bezura blazer machmir Rabbi Shua mikel." And then the next case regarding the igulet vela they put on the top of a barrel, so that's the opposite. There, Rabbi Shua is machmir and Rabbi Lezer is mikel. So we're going to learn now the sugya the way Rabbi Chaim says it. It says the Gemara, "Ocha Rabbi Lezer machmir Rabbi Shua mikel." The Ocha Rabbi Lezer mikel Rabbi Shua machmir. That's the girsa of Rabbi Chaim. Meaning, says the Gemara, it seems to be a contradiction. On one hand, we see in the beginning of our Mishnah, when we talk about Bitul, so Rabbi Lezer is the one who is more Machmir, and Rabbi Shua is the one who is more Mekel. And then when you speak about Bitul regarding the when you have the top of the barrels, so then you say the opposite. How do you reconcile these two things? Really, our Mishnah is two different Tanoim. One Tano, in the beginning of the Mishnah, quotes Rabbi Lezer to be Machmir, Rabbi Shua to be Mekel. And another Tanya, at the end of the Mishnah, he quotes the opposite. And the Gemara is going to bring now the bright, so where you see this Machlokes Tanoim. Says the Gemara in base and one base. Nimtzasoim, this is a quote from our bright, as Reb Chaim points out. Beyadua loy tale. Sheinu beyadua tale, divrei Rabbi Lezer. So this bright is saying that Rabbi Lezer is the one who says that if you know which fig fell in, if it's black or white, so then you cannot cancel it with 50 blacks or 50 whites. But if you don't know which fig fell in, so then you are mevatel it. And that's like Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah. Rabbi Shua Imer, Bein Beyadua, Bein Besheinu Yadua, says Rabbi Chaim in his Girsa, Loital Ledivir Amir. Rabbi Shua says, no, it's never going to be canceled. I mean, he's more machmir, he holds like Rabbi Lezer in our Mishnah. And that's how Rabbi Meir is quoting Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Lezer. According to Rabbi Meir, the one who's more machmir is Rabbi Shua, the one who's more mekel is Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yudoi, my brother says no, and he says like our Mishnah. Bein biyadua, bein shein yadua, loy sa'ale, divrei Rabbi Lezer. Blaz, the one who says that if you have one black fig fall into 50 blacks or 50 whites, it's not canceled regardless if you know what fell or you don't know what fell. Exactly like our Mishnah. Rabbi Shua, bein biyadua, bein shein yadua, ta'ale. Rabbi Shua is the one who says that I know, I don't know, I will cancel it. And Rabbi Kivu, then he's differentiating between biyadua, loy sa'ale, if you know what fell, you can't cancel it. If you do not know, then the 100 figs have to have black, half white, cancel the one that you don't know. So right away we have a machlokes Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudo, who is more machmir, Rabbi Lezer over Rabbi Shua, or Rabbi Shua over Rabbi Lezer. Continues the Braisa, says, Litra k'tzioyis shedorso pichovis, you have a certain weight called litra, of k'tzioyis of dry figs. Then you go and you press them on the top of a barrel. We have many barrels over here. I don't know which barrel did he do it. Which top of the barrel is the truma? I'll pick a veris and you do a dorso on top of a beehive. I don't know where he did the driso. Rabbi Lezer says, look at all the figs that you have over here. On top of the barrel or inside the barrel. Just combine everything together. Do you have 100 measurements connected to one truma? If yes, it's bottle and 100. It's fine. And if not, not. Rabbi Shua says, no, you don't just take everything that's there. If there's 100 top of the barrels, then you can cancel it. Meaning, he says, as our Mishnah quoted, L'chumra, says Rabbi Shua, that I cannot just go take all the figs that are here, combine them to cancel the truma. Because they're in different locations, very recognized locations. Some of them are in the bottom of the barrel, some on the top of the barrel. In order to cancel truma, which you know it's on top of the barrel, you have to have 100 taps. But you can now use the bottoms to join the taps. So Rabbi Shua is more machmir than Rabbi Lezer. Says the Gemara, that is, that we're quoting the Braiso, and you can use Rabbi Chaim's gear, so Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir's Shita. Rabbi Meir is the one who says, he goes to Shitasai. He holds Rabbi Shua is always machmir. He's machmir in the first case when you have one black fig that fell into 50 black, 50 whites. That's Rabbi Shua's machmir. And he's also machmir in this case. Rabbi Yudoimer, again, the Gersa of Chaim, Rabbi Lezoimer, Im Yeshamea Pumi Tale, Vilam Apuim Masurim, Veshlaim Atorim. Rabbi Lezo is the one who says that you need to have 100 tops, and you cannot combine the bottom with the top, meaning is machmir that you don't say that you combine the top and the bottom. Rabbi Shua Imer, afilu yeshav shloish bois pumin loisale. Rabbi Shua says even 300 tops doesn't help. Why? Usually truma's bottle in 100. Says the Gemara Adom, this teaches you, pumim oisu oisom kedover shedar kol himonus. We treat it as dover chashos, something which is counted. And this is going to be a Mishnah that we're going to learn in Maseches Orlo, and famous Mishnah that's brought down in the Bavli, that when you have things which are important, they're not batal. The question is, what is important? So Chachamim, the one who's going to say in the Mishnah, come on, there's only six things which are considered to be important. Rabbi Meir says, no, there's many more things. So the Machlokes in the Shita of Rabbi Meir, what is Rabbi Meir referring to? Does he hold anything which is counted, anything which is sold as a count, is not bought up because it's chashuv, or only things that the only way you sell them is by counting them? Es shadar kalimonos or kol shadar kalimonos. Anything that's sold as a count, or the things are specifically sold that way, no, and not in any other way. That's the machlekes like in Maseches Arla. But here we're treating the barrel as something which is important because you sell it as a number. You don't sell it as one large pile. You sell it individually as a number. So it's important, it's not bottle. So going back to our sugya, what are we seeing over here? Rabbi Shua is machmir according to both shittas, according to our mayor and according to Rabbi Yehuda, but for a different reason. According to our mayor, Rabbi Shua is always machmir in bitul. According to Rabbi Yehuda, here there's a specific reason why Rabbi Shua is machmir, because I treated it as something important which is not bottle, but not because he's machmir in truma. So says the Gemara, Adom Yisrael Rabbi Yechon du Omar Tanyan Inun. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said, that our Mishnah is a Machlokes Tanoim. In the beginning of our Mishnah, we're saying Kedover Pashut, the Rabbi Yeshua is more Mekel. That's like Rabbi Yehuda in the beginning of the Braisa. In the end of the Mishnah, we're quoting the Rabbi Yeshua's Machmir regarding the barrels, not because it's important, because he agrees that it does bottle if you have 100 taps, but I don't combine the top and the bottom. That's like a man in the Braisa who quotes Rabbi Yeshua's Machmir over there. Why here Rabbi Yeshua's Machmir and here Rabbi Yeshua's Mekel? It's two Tanoim. The top of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, the bottom of the Mishnah is Rameir, and that's how we answer our Mishnah. Now the Gemara just adds something to this based on what we learned. Adom Seyel, this Braisa that we just quoted, is Meseyel Mandom Adivre Rameir Kol Advar Mekachim. It shows, as we mentioned, Maseches Orlo brings our Rameir says that there's many things that are not batel. The question is, how many things? Some say only specific things that are sold as a count and never sold in a different way. And some say, no, anything that you sell ever as a count, meaning you sell one by one, so then it's not bottle. This braisa that said that barrels considered to be dover shebeminyan, or the shita that says anything that's sold even once as a count, meaning that you sell them one by one, and you sell the number of it, is not bottle, and that's a rat to dad man de omer. Now based on the gears of many, you don't quote the next few words. And the word goes on, hadom rod las afilu echod mimea bo oiser. So now the Gemara adds one more thing. We know that when you have a barrel, the barrel is very important. But I'm not canceling the barrel. I'm canceling only the top of the barrel. We're talking here in the case, he put truma on the top of the barrel. So it's only a part of the barrel. It's not the entire barrel. Barrel is important and it's not bottle. But also a portion of the barrel is not bottle? You see from here, yes. Whenever you have a portion of something important, it's not bottle. So the Gemara nafkimine is for dlas. Dlas, a pumpkin, is an important thing, which is not bottle according to everybody. The chiddush is, even if only a portion of the dlas is trumo, it's not going to be bottle. Even if 1 out of 100 of the dlas is trumo, it's not bottle. Hadam or dlas, if you echad mi mea boy, so even 1 of 100 of the dlas will never be canceled, because the dlas is davar chashuv, so even a portion is not bottle. Continues the Gemara now in Dafim Gimel Amud Aleph. Dorso vein yadua heichan dorso. If you press these figs somewhere in the barrel, I don't know where. It's not in an important place. So divya kol tal, everybody agrees that whatever is in the barrel is going to cancel it. And the reason is, when I have a specific barrel, I know the truma is in one barrel, and I want to take the fruits in other barrels to cancel it. So then the barrel is standing on its own. Barrel is davar chashuv, so even though the truma is only in portion of the barrel, it's not batal. But here that we talk about, that you have many, many figs in one place, and part of it is truma, and part of it is not. So then the part which is not is canceling the one which is trumo, it's not considered to be choshev on its own because it's together with everything else. So if I know it's a truma in some place in one of the barrels, and there's many barrels over here, I'll take all the barrels together, all the fruits in all the barrels, and cancel the truma. Omar Avavi mitzo shetiyeh bekol achas, shnei litri mekoshu kadeh shidibotel baroev. Says Rav Avin, it's true, but you need to have at least that every single barrel will have in it at least 2 litros plus, meaning we know that the truma was 1 litro. So if every barrel has 2 litros plus, you know that every barrel, the truma is less than half. And therefore, midoraisa it's batel. Now, midorabanan, you need to have 100. So here I'm going to combine all these barrels together to mevatel it. But if I don't have in each barrel at least a bitul deraisa, which means in each barrel I don't have a majority which is not truma, so midoraisa, each barrel is aser, a barrel is davar chashuv. And davar chashuv is not batel. So if every barrel has its own midoraisa, it's on its own is batel, so then I combine everything together to have a bitul even for the derabanan. But you need to have each barrel on its own will be batel deraisa. That's what the Gemara says over here. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumos Daf Mem Beis.